WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's Cybercrime News. The Assessment, Collections, and Recorder of Deeds offices of Jackson County, Kansas, will potentially be closed for the rest of the week due to a ransomware attack that was discovered by the county's IT department. The attack has affected computer systems handling tax payment, property data, marriage licenses, and inmate searches in a county of around 13,200 people. According to the Kansas City Star, bad actors demanded a ransom for relinquishing control, prompting an investigation involving the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, Missouri Highway Patrol, and the County Sheriff's Office. To California now, where North Bay Vaca Valley Hospital in Vacaville, California, is turning away patients due to system-wide issues stemming from a cyber incident, prompting an investigation and engagement of external cybersecurity experts for restoration of services. CBS 13 reports that the 50-bed hospital, which provides a range of medical services to the residents of Vacaville and surrounding areas of northern Solano County, is grappling with inaccessible systems that are impacting patient care. PandaBuy, an e-commerce platform in China, has apologized after two cybercriminals sold personal data of 1.3 million customers, including user IDs, names, contact details, and order data in a 3 million row spreadsheet offered on a cybercrime forum. The Register reports that cybersecurity expert Troy Hunt of Have I Been Pwned verified the authenticity of the leak, confirming that 1.3 million email addresses had been compromised. A recent discovery by Microsoft engineer André Freund revealed a stealth attack targeting vital servers through malicious code embedded in software that's used for data compression in the Linux operating system. The Economist reports that Freund noticed remote login tool SSH was running slower than expected. On closer inspection, he realized that Linux compression utility XZUtils had been compromised with malware designed as a master key that was potentially compromising encrypted data and facilitating further intrusions. Customers of a major South Carolina bank have been informed of a cybersecurity breach compromising personal information, including financial account numbers and social security numbers. The Post and Courier reports that the bank, South State, undertook an investigation after an undisclosed number of individuals were breached 2 months ago. South State, which has around 5,000 employees and over 250 branches across six southeastern states, has undertaken an investigation and notified affected individuals. And finally, the Department of Defense has released its latest Defense Industrial Base Cybersecurity Strategy, which outlines goals for protecting companies that provide national security products for protecting from cyberattacks. World News Group reports that the strategy focuses on enhancing the cybersecurity posture of the industrial base, strengthening cooperation with the industry, and increasing resilience against cyber threats over the next three fiscal years. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.